Poetic aside, this mention of flows reminds me to acknowledge another ancestor who soothes the soul, Christopher Fry, who wrote This Lady's Not for Burning, a play I laboriously audiotaped from the television many moons ago and listened to repeatedly as a sort of bedtime story for myself. Fry shows the power of words. And when you say the power of words, you're talking about the power of thought, which is essentially the focus of today's show. The notion that reclaiming thought is our handhold out of the pit power continuously tries to shove us back into. This poem is from his play, A Sleep of Prisoners. It's called The Longest Stride of Soul. Dark and cold we may be, but this is no winter now. Another pause. That's a great opening line. We may be dark and cold, but that doesn't mean it's winter. No, things are not what they seem. There's a fire down below. Never forget that. Dark and cold we may be, but this is no winter now. The frozen misery of centuries breaks, cracks, begins to move. The thunder is the thunder of the flows, the thaw, the flood, the upstart spring. Thank God our time is now, when wrong comes up to face us everywhere. Never to leave us till we take the longest stride of soul men ever took. Affairs are now soul size. He's saying, yes, the question is now called, yes, Egypt, you have called the question. And it is long past time for the professional left, for all of us, but they have the ears through the airwaves of all of us. They have to step up to that responsibility. The question has been called. What are you going to do with that responsibility, each one of us? But the larger your scope, your sphere in terms of reaching ears, the bigger your responsibility. If you're sincere. And though it may not seem so initially, if we focus on work, we have in our hand the key to the flows melting, the doors opening, the language coming, the words and thoughts that are the handholds out of the pit. Brothers and sisters in Egypt, if you had not been talking about general strike, would the army have shut that? Work is what we got as leverage, that and numbers, obviously. Millions in the streets, we can only dream. It's gotta be though. That is the way. So we'd better start realizing that what gets numbers in the streets is big vision, big hope. Nobody wants same old, same old. We are tired of that. We want big change, big hope. We want the future. And that's what we're going to be talking about in all of our upcoming shows. There's nothing else to talk about but defining the future. That's what power has claimed for itself from day one. The prerogative of defining the future. Didn't Kissinger tell us that? We're going to be reading his quote in a minute. We know this. We the people know this. The pundits never act like that's what the game is. Defining the future. What else is there? Why else do they plan for generation after generation? It's because they have a plan for the future, and we now have to say no. This is not where we want to go. I'm very grateful to these radio conversations, despite their, as a rule, never going out over the airwaves, as they've shed some light, I think, on this question of how to rebuild our freedom, which is essentially, how do we claim the future? And there is no point engaging in that issue if our future is not generalized leisure. We are tired. And sick and tired of being sick and tired. We have worked and worked and worked for millennia. There's no need for it. It is only the egos of a few that have prevented it. And now, thanks to Nikola Tesla and his many tribesmen and women, we can now do something about that insanity called class.